Hello and welcome to Campus Connection, KOSU's weekly visit with Oklahoma State University President Burns Hargis. Hello, President Hargis.
Hello, Kelly Burley. How are you?
I am great. And you, sir?
Fantastic. Fantastic. Well, Happy New Year and all that. I missed you last week.
Well, it's great to be back in the saddle. Let's start, if we could, with the issue of globalization. Author and international trade expert James Foley was on the OSU campus last week, speaking before a packed house, providing some valuable insights for both business and academia.
Well, that's right. It was a fascinating presentation. You know, OSU has a long history of international involvement, and it kind of began in earnest under President Henry Bennett. He was, of course, very close to President Harry Truman, and Truman put Dr. Bennett in charge of the Point Four program, which was basically taking American know-how and sharing it with the rest of the developing world. Today, it's called USAID. Well, we have this keen interest on this and on international trade, and the West Watkins Center is kind of the epicenter of all that for OSU and really Oklahoma. So Jim Foley came in. He's at Bradley University and has had a fascinating career involved in international business. And just explain to us how important it is that our students and the citizens of Oklahoma engage in international trade, that 95% of the marketplace is outside the United States. And he talked about the intricacies of it, all of the trade laws, the tariffs, currency exchange, all of those kinds of factors. And it's our intent to have the West Watkins Center be a tremendous asset for the state of Oklahoma in enabling our companies to do business overseas and to introduce our students to this critical opportunity for them.
Burns, what's the value? Speaking of that, what is the value of study abroad opportunities for students?
Well, there's just no substitute for interacting with people from other cultures. People in the end are very much the same, but there are some strong differences and cultural differences and legal differences. And there's nothing like living in that culture, experiencing it, working with their language and all of the other dimensions of an international culture. There's just no substitute for it. So Don and Kathy Humphreys provided a $6 million endowment for our students to be able to study abroad. There are others that are adding to that. Someday, I would really like to write a letter to every incoming freshman at Oklahoma State saying, during your time here, you're expected to spend a semester studying overseas. We're a long way from that right now. Our numbers that study for semesters abroad are a number in the hundreds and not the thousands, as I hope. But it's a critical experience. The contacts that you make will be there for the rest of your life. So we really want our students to have that experience.
And these global opportunities today, President Hargis, are so different from when I was a student, and I assume from when you were a student as well.
Well, today you can talk to people in Singapore as easily as you can Cushing. It's become a very small world in that respect. And as such, you have much more robust international trade. And for our students and citizens of Oklahoma to be successful, we're simply going to have to be able to engage in that market and to be competitive.
And Burns, finally, the first snap of the 2011 football season is still months away, but some great news for OSU.
Oh, it really was. Last week, quarterback Brandon Whedon and wide receiver Justin Blackmon announced they were foregoing an opportunity to go to the NFL and are going to play another year at Oklahoma State University. They're both great individuals, great leaders on that team, and I think it bodes very well for Mike Gundy and his staff and for the entire OSU family in our football season next year. I'm just really glad that these two young men realize the importance of an education. I know that football plays a big part of that, but they will certainly benefit from spending another year in college, and no doubt we will too.
Burns Hargis is the president of Oklahoma State University.